Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. So you buy a cup of coffee. You know how much it costs before you pay. Same thing with a car, a house. Basically, you know the cost of everything before you consume it. However, that is not true for one of the nation's largest industries, healthcare.
Few patients really know how much a doctor's visit costs or what the hospital charges for blood tests or for an MRI. The information has been virtually impossible to find. Economists and analysts say the lack of transparency is one of the biggest things driving the cost of healthcare up and up and up.
However, that could change here in Massachusetts because the state's most recent health reform law included a new requirement that all insurers offer members real-time online health cost information. Meaning now, finding out how much that biopsy costs should be as easy as checking prices on Amazon. Theoretically, I should say. WBUR's Martha Biebinger joins us now with more. Hi there, Martha.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, just remind us, in the past, what has it been like for you in particular to get this kind of cost information?
When I first started looking for this maybe 10 years ago, I filed Freedom of Information Act requests, so using a federal law to try to get price information. Sometimes people inside hospitals or large physician groups would email me anonymous envelopes or send me zip-secured files online, but it was just from their group. I couldn't look across the board and see how much anything cost.
So it does actually sound like a huge change going from like the Woodward and Bernstein method that you had to use to real-time health cost information being available to consumers in Massachusetts. Total sea change.
And I'm not the only person who thinks this is pretty dramatic, Meghna. The fact that you can go online and actually see how much something costs before you go in for a test or procedure is a big deal for many people in the Patrick administration. This is Undersecretary for Consumer Affairs Barbara Anthony.
This is a very big deal, and it's very exciting news for Massachusetts consumers, healthcare consumers, and I think for everybody in the healthcare business, because today, let the light shine in on healthcare prices.
So I'm a consumer of healthcare. How would I go about doing this, Martha?
Well, what do you want to shop for, Meghna?
Oh, should we try it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a laptop here in front of us. I'm a Blue Cross Blue Shield member because that's what's offered through our employer.
So we're clicking on a tab that says Get Cost Information. But now it's kind of like shopping online for anything, right? There's a little search window. It says, what do you want to shop for? Okay, so let's put in MRI knee.
And the location.
But it's not a valid procedure. All right.
Even though I know I had one in the past. Let's pick another one because it did have some that popped up when we chose MRI.
There's a bunch of MRIs.
How about both breasts?
So we, again, have to pick a location.
Yep,
Boston we'll stay with. And we click search.
Ah.
Now, there's the range.
Okay. So it says MRI both breasts, and then the computer pops up with this window that says the estimated cost for this procedure ranges from $1,104 to $4,029?
Yes. So a pretty big gap there.
Oh,
we can now scroll down and see who has the cheapest.
Oh, because it shows it by provider.
It shows it by provider. So there's a bunch of people in that lowest cost category.
Okay. Harvard Vanguard, Aurora Breast MRI of Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit far for me.
Yep.
So it puts it in list form in terms of the providers that provide this procedure and their costs. And I see it also does it in map form as well.
Mm-hmm. If that's an easier way for you to see it. So now we're going to go to the very most expensive provider.
Massachusetts General Hospital. They're at the $4,000.
Massachusetts General Hospital is a Partners facility, and the insurers tell me that Partners Brigham and Women's is second most expensive. Mm-hmm. The Partners hospitals are generally the most expensive here.
And this is ostensibly for the exact same procedure.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So when I got really excited earlier about prices being available, it's a first step.
Okay.
It's a big first step, in my opinion, but it's a first step.
So, Martha, I've got to ask you, I mean, I'm genuinely looking at this website from the point of view of a consumer. And, of course, first I was just shocked that the price for one procedure, a fairly common one, I'd think, an MRI for a woman's breast, can range from $1,000 to $4,000. But on the other hand, I'm also thinking, I have insurance, right? And most people who would be looking at this cost calculator by default do have insurance because that's how they're getting to this information on Blue Cross, for example. And is it really supposed to change our behavior as consumers of healthcare? Because in my mind, I'm thinking my insurance is just going to pay for it anyway.
You have very good insurance, Magda. About somewhere between 10 and 20%, depending on which health plan it is, of people in Massachusetts have plans with a deductible. And that can range up to $4,000 for a family plan. But there's also this thing called coinsurance, which charges you a percentage of the total cost of whatever you have done. So if your coinsurance was 10% on a lab visit, you'd be paying 10% of whatever this cost is. 10% of $1,000 is $100.
That's a lot of
10%
money.
10% of $4,000 is $400. Yeah. You're going to pay attention to that,
okay.
I think.
So it really does matter based on the type of insurance you have.
It's
this is powerful
more
information.
More and more.
Yeah. Do we expect these new online cost calculator tools to potentially drive down healthcare costs?
Yes. So there's a couple of different ways that the state hopes it will drive down costs. The first is you, the shopper, making a different decision. The second is, don't forget, these prices were hidden from everybody. So the hospital across the street didn't know what their competitor was charging. Now they do. Showing one hospital what the other hospital gets paid may lead that more expensive hospital to bring down prices. At least that's another thing that Undersecretary Barbara Anthony thinks may happen.
Transparency is great for consumers, and that's what this is all about, but it's also great for the marketplace because competitors will be able to see what they're all charging. And there's nothing wrong in that as long as it's present-day prices.
So looking at this cost calculator, Martha, I actually, maybe this is just the nerd in me, it's pretty exciting, I mean, because as you keep saying, this is the first time there's been transparency in the, you know, multi-billion dollar business of healthcare costs. This is mandated now in Massachusetts. Are there any similar programs in other states?
No other state requires insurers to do this. The state of New Hampshire takes the billing information for all insurers and puts some estimates online. And they have a very good site. They haven't always funded it, so it's not always up to date. But they're attempting to do for all insurers what Massachusetts is doing on an individual insurance plan basis.
Okay. Well, finally, for those folks listening and thinking, hey, maybe they want to try this, do you have advice on how they should go about, how the average person should go about and find this information?
These new tools are on your individual insurer's website. So you may have to have a password and a login in order to get the information. But it's worth a try because our insurance plans are very complicated. And what this tool will help you do is avoid sticker shock. That bill you get maybe sometimes weeks after the procedure that you weren't expecting and you don't understand. And if you know in advance what something is going to cost, at least you've got some evidence to say, hey, wait a minute, this is what your tool told me I was going to have to spend.
Wow. And if our experience today is any indication, it will be an eye-opening exercise. So go to your insurer's website, log in, and look for the healthcare cost calculator and give it a try. WBUR's Martha Biebinger, our expert in all things healthcare cost and policy related. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you, Magda. It's fun shopping with you.